I'll now hand over to Elaine to introduce our first batch of news.
There were more church stories this week than usual. The Bishop of Norwich was named as one of Britain's top 100 climate leaders. The Tower of St Benedict's Church is going to be restored, and a new canon pastor has been installed at Norwich Cathedral. A domestic abuse legal service has been saved by Norfolk County Council for at least the next 2 years after the Police and Crime Commissioner withdrew funding. Phil will begin with the Bishop's achievement.
The Right Reverend Graham Usher appears on the inaugural ED 100 list, which recognises the most influential UK leaders in sustainability and environmental change. Right Reverend Usher said, "This recognition is for everyone in the Church of England, working to protect the natural world and reverse biodiversity loss. Thousands of people in parishes across the country are seeking to reduce the carbon footprints of their churches, encouraging wildlife in churchyards and ensuring recycling is part of church activities. We're working together to protect our God-given planet." He serves as the Church of England's lead bishop for the environment and lead bishop for biodiversity in the Anglican community. In this role, he's helped shape the Church of England's Net Zero Carbon 2030 programme and promoted environmental action across parishes. He also advocates for nature protection through his seat in the House of Lords and contributes to environmental legislation.
A church tower that has been neglected for years could be repaired as new plans have emerged. St Benedict's Church, a decaying structure that dates back to the 11th century, could be restored with new roof, timbers and brickwork. Kings and Dunn Architect has submitted plans to Norwich City Council to remove and replace parts of the eroding structure with like-for-like materials. In the application, it states pigeon droppings need to be cleaned carefully and historic holes need covering to prevent further pigeon access in the future. The timber which surrounds the windows is described in poor condition and will be replaced. St Benedict's Church was originally built under Bishop Herbert de Losinga, the first Bishop of Norwich. It served as a parish church for centuries, sharing in Norwich's growth as a major medieval trading city. During the Second World War, the church was hit by bombing in the Baedeker raids in Norwich, which destroyed much of the building and left only the medieval tower substantially standing.
The Reverend Canon Liz Lever was welcomed during a choral evensong on February the 24th and blessed by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher. Canon Lever said, "I am delighted to be joining the team at Norwich Cathedral. My Irish heritage has given me a deep love of stories, and my life has been enriched time and again by the privilege of hearing them, from all kinds of people, often in unexpected places. I also feel a sense of privilege at entering into the Benedictine heritage, with a rhythm of prayer, welcome and learning. My family and I really appreciate the warm welcome we've received." Canon Lever will lead pastoral care for the cathedral's congregation and community, and will be responsible for hospitality and welcoming visitors and pilgrims. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said, "We're delighted to welcome Liz as the cathedral's new canon pastor. We look forward to all that she will contribute."
A charity that feared it would lose vital money to support victims of domestic abuse when Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner withdrew funding has been handed a boost. Norfolk County Council has stepped in to provide £72,000 for the free, independent and confidential domestic abuse legal service run by Norfolk Community Law Service, that's NCLS, over the next 2 years. The intervention by Conservative leaders at County Hall came after Norfolk's independent Police and Crime Commissioner, Sarah Taylor, declined to renew a £35,000 grant her office had previously provided for the service. Miss Taylor had cited additional obligations on our finite resources, including costs associated with the reorganisation of local councils. But Andrew Jameson, the County Council's deputy leader, said, "When the future of this specialist advice service was put at risk, it was clear that we needed to act. By stepping in, we're ensuring vulnerable people in Norfolk can continue to access the legal protections and guidance they urgently need."